mina ngisebenza lenhlanganiso zamaZimbabwe zasediaspora ikakhulu ngapha eSouth Africa. Ngiyaqala ukuza ngodaba lolu ngilubala emaphephandabeni nami ngaba nokumangala okukhulu. Ngicabanga ukuthi nibakhuluma labanye abantu but angazi ukuthi bakhuluma labantu abanjani. Kungathi sisiza kakhulu ukuthi umphathi Ntambo umpofu acele ukuthi athumele umbiko otshengisa obala ukuthini bayenza inhlangano kuphi kwediaspora kwapha amadolobho mbamazwe. Inhlanganiso abakhuluma nazo iziphi, abantu abathenda ama-meetings abo ngobani. Ma kunama-presentations aphiwa ama-diaspora organization, ngabathengisa ama-documents akhona. Okwamanje ikakhulu lapha eSouth Africa ngiqinisile ukuthini abazange bayenze public consultation, angiyizwanga mina.
Ye, mase sikhangela sizokuthiwa lani logwalo lwenu elalilwenza, kambe kuhamba njani khonapho, njalo ubona zani ngabacuphani kukhona okho elalikwenza?
Asila gwalo lethu kodwa esikwazi ukuthi ngo 2009 and 10 iGlobal Zimbabwe Forum yasebenzelana ndawonye le International Organization for Migration ukusebenza lohulumeni ngaleso sikhathi olinclusive government. Besebenza ngogatsha luka Prime Minister, iPrime Minister's Office, ukubana bephume le draft policy document. Ikhona idocument yakhona, idraft, and yapresentwa kucabinet, yafika yafadalala kucabinet meeting. Ngakho ke is gathering dust, ngikhuluma nje okwamanje. And leyo document is big and holistic, ayikhulumi ngama-remittances kuphela, kodwa iyakhuluma ngezinye indaba ezaffecta thina abantu abaphila ngaphandle kwelizwe. So kuqakathekile ukuthi singayithiy emuva leyo draft policy document eyayenzwa i-Prime Minister's Office, siyifake la etafuleni uma sikhuluma ngendaba yediaspora namhla.